Well, good morning. It's good to be with you. Hey, in Psalm 84, our Bible says that even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts. My King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. I just wanted to say, thank you. Thank you for coming out on a Labor Day weekend. This is a common weekend where you could either be up or down. Pastor Doug Bozung used to say, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. So he said, sometimes Christians are up and down. They're up in the mountains or down by the ocean. And I'm so glad that you guys chose to come out and worship with us this morning. And how awesome it is that even the sparrow can come and worship the Lord. We do have a couple announcements for you. First, we did this Summer Connect Challenge. And now it's time for us to pay up. You guys did your part, now it's our turn to do our part. So you'll see in your bulletin that if you completed those three challenges, one in the month of May, June, and July, we would love for you to get rewarded for that. So there's a little QR code that you can scan and fill out and tell us what you did. And then we have a gift card for you to go get some free ice cream on us if you completed those challenges. And if you are QR incompetent, like sometimes I am, you can always reach out to Pastor Aaron. His email address is right here in the bulletin for you. Next, I want to let you know that we're having a special ladies fellowship. I'm actually pretty excited about this. Katrina Mowry is going to share on God's grace in giving, where she's going to share her testimony about donating a kidney to Isaiah Martin. So definitely, if you are female of any age, you're welcome to come out for that. It's going to be a great time. They're going to have dinner for you as well as a really cool program. So the cost for that is $10. You just bring that right to the door. Please let us know you're planning to attend that, though. There's a link in your bulletin. The last thing I wanted to let you know is right here in about an hour, Jason Rohrbaugh is going to have a team from his youth missions trips, both to Harrisburg and to Belize, that are going to basically take over our ABF hour today. So all you guys who are used to going into your various classrooms, instead, just hang out right here, and we're going to hear all about what the Lord did through our youth ministry this year on their missions trip. So please plan to stick around, stay for that second hour right here in the sanctuary. We actually have a number of new ABFs starting, not this week, but next week. So check out your bulletin for more information on that, especially if you have children in our children's ministry. You'll want to go to the gym next week for ABF because Julie Myers is going to, I call it the State of the Children address. Instead of the State of the Union address. You'll notice on the graphic, I took Trump's body and I put her head on it. It's a mess. But anyways, come out for that because I want you guys to know what's happening in our children's ministry. I want you to know what's happening kind of in the nation surrounding children as well. And Julie has her thumb on the pulse of what's going on with children. So she'll share with us next week in the gym. We have a number of new ABF opportunities. You don't want to miss them, so make sure you come out, not this week, but next week at 9:30. We'd love to have you. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Let's go to the Word this morning. Dear Lord, we thank you that we have the opportunity to come into your house, that we have the chance to sing your praises, that even the sparrow can find a home and the swallow finds a nest in your house. God, we're so thankful, Lord, what you're doing. You do great things in our lives. God, we give this morning to you. We pray for your will to be done here at our church. We pray for our youth ministry who's going to share, Lord. We pray that you'd be with them, calm their nerves, and just help them to really express what you did through them this summer. God, we give all of it to you. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
You may be seated.
Oh, Lord, our Lord. How majestic is your name in all the earth.
From generation to generation, we will recount your praise.
I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long?
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Good morning. You know, that video, I love how it brings us into what we've been talking about, the Psalms. But I think one of the things that I love the most, and I'm pretty confident there was a lot of forethought in this, but just the different generations reading those Psalms, from the adorable little boy that's reading all the way up to, I'm not going to pick which one was the old man that was reading it, but I just think it was just a beautiful way to begin, right? To step into Psalms, because that's what we've been doing. We've been looking at Psalms and how amazing they are, how they speak to our lives, no matter what situation we're in, whether it be good or bad. And so we're going to continue in with that today. I'm Pastor Aaron. I'm one of the pastors here. I'm actually a pastor of Outreach and Connections is my title. And so before I jump into Psalms, I just want to give you one quick announcement. We have something coming up, which is a really, really excellent opportunity. I just want everyone to know what I just did. I filtered because I almost said awesome, but I stopped and I said excellent opportunity. It's such a battle for me, but this excellent opportunity that we have coming up called the New Holland Fair. And so this is a chance for us. Listen, people come to know the Lord. This is a statistic that I believe to be true. People come to know the Lord in a moment of crisis. If they haven't accepted Christ at a younger age, through kids ministry or through student ministry, adults come to know the Lord in a moment of crisis. And so I think it's the church's responsibility to make sure everyone knows we are here when you hit that moment of crisis. And that's what this is about. Yes, we are going to have opportunities, hopefully, to even share the gospel at this beautiful chance at the New Holland Fair. But it's more about letting people know Christian Fellowship Church is here. We love you. We care about you. And we want you to know Jesus. And so when that moment of crisis hits, we're going to be handing out the little World Globe balls this year again. Hopefully, maybe their kid will be playing with it in the moment of crisis, and they can look and go, I remember that church. I should call them. And they'll come, and they'll see Jesus is the answer to that moment of crisis. And so you're going to see starting next week, there will be some sign-up sheets. The parade or the fair is the 30th, September 30th through October 3rd, I do believe. And we need all kinds of time slots filled. And so starting next Sunday, you will have the opportunity to sign up for a time slot, come out, and just have fun. Be excited. Be happy. Smile. Welcome people. Enjoy it. How awesome is that? That is about being about who Jesus is. So, New Holland Fair, September 30th to October 3rd, we need you. So please be willing and come sign up and join us when we have our little booth there to let people know that Christian Fellowship Church is here because we love you and we want to be there for you when you need us. All right, so I am happy to tell you we are going to do Psalm 119 today. So I hope you packed your lunch. This is a large psalm, right? 176 verses. It's not for sure who wrote it. Many theologians think that David did actually write this, some of it earlier in his life and then more as he continued on. But the thing about it, I have just truly grown to love this psalm. It is right dead smack. If you look, this Bible is actually open to Psalm 119. And if you look, half of the Bible's on that side and half of the Bible's on that side. It's actually right in the center of our English Christian scriptures, Psalm 119. It's like that center hub of the scripture. And it talks about the scripture, 176 verses. And depending on the translations that you look at, it's either about 171 of those all the way up to 174 of those actually say the word of God. That's amazing. They use a bunch of different words for it, right? This is an acrostic. And an acrostic is something that is written that follows the alphabet, okay? Well, obviously, it doesn't follow our English alphabet. It follows the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 what they call strophes, which is like a paragraph, right? The strophe, there's 22 of those, and there are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And each strophe has 8 lines, or what we would call verses. And each of those 8 verses, so like the first strophe is the first letter in the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet, the first 8 verses all begin with the first letter of that alphabet. 22. This is a work of art. It's beautiful. And it is speaking about the most important thing in our lives today that we can have and carry, and that is God's word. And how beautiful and how important God's word is. This whole psalm is devoted to the beauty, life-changing power of God's word. And we're going to look at it. We're going to pull it apart, right? There are basically about 10 different synonyms that are used for the word of God. There's law, there's word, there's promises, commandments, statutes, judgment, precepts, testimony, way, and path. And so as you read through Psalm 119, anywhere you see those words, that is speaking about God's word. An amazing piece of work. The psalmist often used different responses as he talked about how to respond and how he responds towards God's word with delight, love, obedience, meditation, rejoice, renew, preserve, and servant. You could probably do a 22-week-long series on Psalm 119 and take each strophe for a Sunday. They're that impressive and that important and so much beautiful information about God's word. But for our purposes today, we're going to just touch on a few of the strophes and see how God's word does and should impact and affect our lives. The first strophe begins with the first alphabet letter, which is Aleph. And this letter, again, remember, the whole strophe, each verse begins with that Hebrew letter in the Hebrew language. How crazy, how beautiful. It starts out in verse 1 of chapter 119. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who will do no wrong but walk in his ways. The psalmist starts out complete right there, telling you right now, blessed is the person whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. If you are striving to walk in the law, or if you are striving to walk in God's word, to be in line with what God's word teaches, then blessed are you. Then blessed are you. How beautiful to know that if we are striving and looking to stay in and walk in God's word, we will be and are blessed. What a beautiful picture. The second strophe begins with the second letter, Bet. It's spelled Beth, but pronounced Bet. Verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. There is a succession that is laid out in this strophe that walks us into how do we keep our ways pure, right? How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. So we put the word around us to guard us, to protect us, to keep us so that we can walk with our way pure, right? It's how we do it. God's word being a complete part of our life, we wrap ourselves in it, right? Because how do we guard it? With my whole heart, I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. You know, we have something that for, I guess maybe it started, I don't know, don't hold me to this, 10, 15 years ago, that people before that point never had. There were ways you could obviously, I mean, Bibles, this is a succession of Bibles from my life right here. In fact, this one right here is, this was the first real Bible I ever got as a kid. It made me cry this morning because I opened it up and my mom filled out all this stuff. And I was like, okay, that brought tears. But, you know, to keep the Bible with you, you had to literally keep the Bible with you, which wasn't always easy, right? Especially when they were that big. But we have God's word right here. And I know most of you have this with you always. You always have God's word at your fingertips. Don't wander from it. Know it's there. There's cool things that when, as soon as you wake up, there will be a verse on your Bible or on your phone right there. You can set it up to do that. Don't wander from God's word. That's how we start, how we work to keep and we guard our heart. We make sure we don't wander, right? And then it says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Some of you know that I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Some of you know that I've treasured your word in my heart. A bunch of different words get used right there, right? But they're all very important words. They all speak to the same thing. And listen, I used to be able to memorize really well. I did. It was something, I was in drama, and so, you know, I had to memorize lines for plays, and at one point I memorized the book of Romans, and I did it, and it was memorized. It's not there anymore. It's not word for word by any means. Listen, don't get defeated if memorizing isn't your thing and you can't do it. If you can, man, do it. Memorize it word for word. It's great. But if you can't, don't give up. Store it. Read it. Know it. Know it's there. Know what it says. That's what this is talking about. It doesn't mean you have to have it word for word. It's great if you can, but that's not what this means. It means bringing it in. You know, I thought about this. You know, there are a bunch of TV shows about this, and you can read articles about it. There are people out there that are called preppers, right? And they're preparing for doom, right? They are just waiting for the bad things to happen. I think there's a picture here coming up that's on the screen for preppers, right? This preppers, they build these vaults, right? That they can go to when something bad happens. There's a guy out there, his name is Mr. Beast on YouTube. He goes around to all these different places that you can walk into and shows you these vaults. People spend millions of dollars on these. And then they load them and store up all kinds of stuff so that they can make it through the end of the world is basically what they're waiting for, right? Like this horrible catastrophe. Well, that's kind of what this is talking about. Store up God's word so that when the bad stuff, when the moments come that you face that are horrible, that are tragedy, that are hard to deal with, the temptations that are struggles for you, have God's word stored up so that you can go to it and be satisfied and deal with and make it through these things. Be a prepper with God's word. It goes on then, and says, blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. I believe for us to guard our hearts, for us to keep our ways pure, we can never be done learning from God's word. We have to be open. I pray that when you walk through these doors, that your prayer is, teach me something today. teach me something, not just so that I can learn it, so that I can prep, so that I can be ready, so that I can be ready for when the storm comes, so that I can be ready for when the temptation comes, so that I can be ready when the opportunity comes to tell others about Jesus. Treasure, store up his word. An open heart to hear and see, allowing the Holy Spirit to use things like your personal study, ABFs, community groups, preaching. How do we apply your word to my life? Teach me your statutes. Goes on and says, with my lips, I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. The Hebrew word here is a verb that means to delight or enjoy oneself. How many of you, and I point to me too, how many of you look at God's word as something to enjoy, to delight in? Reading plans are great, so I'm about to talk about the downfalls of reading plans. We're going to talk about a reading plan later. But the thing that can happen with a reading plan, I'm going through reading the Bible right now in a year chronologically, which is a really cool thing. It's cool to, it puts, you know, like when Paul's letters are being written, you read the passage in Acts where he actually wrote it, and then you read the letter. So it's kind of, it's cool. It gives the scriptures in a way that just is different and fresh, and it's great. The problem, though, sometimes with the reading plan is I pick up my phone to read my reading plan, and I'm like, I got to make sure I read my reading plan today because it's time to read my reading plan and I'm supposed to read it, so I stay on track because it's got this little thing that says you're on track or you missed a day or you're a day ahead, and I got to make sure I read it. And I realize I start reading it out of obligation, not so that I can have joy, not so that I can delight. Make it your prayer before you start reading, Lord, let me delight in this. Let me love this. Let me enjoy myself as I read this and allow it to convict and allow it to transform my life. Is it enjoyable when you read scripture, or is it an obligation? I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. That verse just pretty much puts it all right in line, right? Guard according to the word. Seek him in his word. Store his word. Have an open heart to let the stored word change us. The open heart comes from delighting and enjoying his word. And to enjoy it, we must know it. And to know it, we must meditate on it. That's how you keep your heart pure. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture of how God's word works in our life. Another strophe that we're going to cover, it begins with the Hebrew letter kaf. And we see that the psalmist turns to God's word in a time of affliction. I'm going to verse 81. Verse 81 in Psalm 119. My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke. Yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me, and they do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth. My soul longs for your salvation. But what does he do when he's longing for salvation? I hope in your word. That's where our hope comes from. It comes from God's word. It comes from coming and coming and hearing a pastor preach. It comes from coming and listening and sitting in an ABF and hearing. It comes from going to a ladies' Bible study or men's prayer breakfast. That's where hope comes from. Something where we're into and doing God's word daily on our own. That is where our hope comes from. My eyes long for your promise. When will you comfort me? Do we long for God's word? Is it something that not only do we treasure and store up, but that there is this deep longing for God's word? Or do we read it because I'm supposed to read it? Or does the Bible sit on the shelf, or does the phone app stay closed? Do we long for it? Is it something that we want so bad that we can't live without it? That's where our comfort comes from. For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. You know what happens to a wineskin in the smoke, in the heat? It dries up and shrivels up. And that's what the psalmist is saying. I am drying up, I am shriveling up, and what's he going to turn to stop that, to take care of that, to revive you, to renew you? He's going to turn to God's word. Verse 84, how long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? Does anybody see what that verse is? It's one of the very few verses that doesn't mention God's word. But it's because the psalmist is in such deep affliction that he's just letting it all out, and it takes a little bit more time to get it done. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? Listen, maybe you're in the room today and you are facing something. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's family, maybe it's health, where you just feel dried up and shriveled. God's word is the hope for that. I'm not just saying that, I've experienced it. The moments when I'm down the most and I do what I know I should do, which is turn to God's word and I read it, and I allow it to wash over me, there is a peace that comes from God's word that can come from nowhere else. If you are at that point, turn to God's word. The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure, even though they persecute me with falsehood. They have almost made an end of me, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life that I may keep your testimonies. Trusting in his word will allow us to see how God works. Probably one of the most quoted verses in scripture comes from the strophe that begins with the 14th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, noon, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my free will offering of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. Your word is a lamp to my feet. The word lamp, it is the Hebrew word there is literally describing a very small lamp with like a wick, right? Just a tiny light. It is a lamp unto your feet. You know, when I was a kid, I used to go to camp, and one of my favorite things, we'd go to camp, and there was always a morning session, and then there was always a night session. Well, the night session always took us into the night. It was dark, and you had to walk back from the dark into your cabin. And you should have had a flashlight with you, right? And so it was always very dark, just like it's about to get right now. And if you didn't have a flashlight, you could trip. There was always roots and branches. There was always things that were in the way that you could hurt yourself if you didn't have a light that you were looking at. If you had a flashlight, right, you would take it, and if you did this while you were walking, you'd still trip because you couldn't see where you're going, right? In life, we need a light at our feet. When we walk through what we walk through daily in our life, we need something that is going to keep whatever it is in front of us, the dangers that we could trip over and fall over. We need that. We need it to be right in front of us. That is what his word is. That is exactly what it's saying there. It is a lamp, a small light right on my feet so that I can see where I'm going. So important. And then it goes on and it says, a light unto my path. The Hebrew word for light there is actually talking about the sunshine and how brilliant and how bright and how it shows and it shines and it makes our future something that we can see ahead, something that we can see that is coming. This beautiful light. So not only is God's word something that keeps us in the immediate moment from tripping up, it also creates, and we can go to it to show where are we going from here. Trusting in God's word. Making sure that we're looking and asking and seeking in his word, where am I going from here? How beautiful that God's word covers us completely with the light that we need. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. This is how we see where we're going. Don't stray from God's word. Store it. Learn it. Be in it. Treasure it. Love it. We're going to close by reading the strophe that begins with the letter Kaf. Verse 145, with my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Folks, to understand God, we need God's word. But the reverse of that is true. To understand his word, we need God. Cry out. The psalmist is literally crying out to God. With my whole heart, I cry. Answer me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. He's saying that he will turn to his word day and night. I rise before dawn and cry for help, I hope, in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. All day. All day. Now listen, that doesn't mean, obviously, you have lives. You have to work. You have to drive your car. But you can listen to God's word while you're driving your car. Right? You can hear God's word while you're sitting at work. There's some beautiful, beautiful works of music out there. I think I've told you, I found one. I think I found out that it's AI, and so I'm not supposed to listen to it, according to my son. But it's called Holy Groove, and it's literally the Psalms in sung to the blues. It's just God's word sung to the blues. It's one of my favorite things. I love it. We can have ways where we have God's word all day in our hearts, in our minds, where we're thinking about it, we're treasuring it, we're storing it up, we're loving it, we are allowing it to wash over us, to wrap around us, to guard us day and night. Cry out to God, teach me your statutes. God's word. It is so important. We need to be in it day and night. And so to that end, I'm hoping that you will do something, something you've maybe already done in your life. Maybe you've done it recently. Maybe I think they did it here at this church a while back. But we're going to do something. When you came in, you were given a card, and it was to take the Proverbs challenge, which is to start tomorrow and reading Proverbs one chapter a day. It's got a small devotional with it. First of all, you have to download the app YouVersion. And if that's something that you want to do and you're not sure about the app and you want some help with it, I would be happy to help you. And I'm sure there's other people that can help you do it. And here's the reason why I would like you to download YouVersion app. If you follow that QR code that's on the back of that card, you will actually join a group of people from Christian Fellowship Church. And each time you read, there's a little button that says talk. And you can push the button and you can share what you learned about that. And everybody can see what everybody else is sharing. And so as a community, we can edify each other, lift each other up in the word as we take this challenge to read the scriptures for 31 days straight. Now I know technically you're supposed to start that on a month that has 31 days and start on the first so that, well, you don't need that with this app because it tells you, it will even remind you. Hey, don't forget to read Proverbs. And it has the date. So when you sign up and use this QR code, it will take you immediately to the plan, and you say, yes, I want to do it. And then guess what? We're going to be friends on YouVersion. How cool is that? And then we're going to read the scriptures together. That's even cooler. And we can share and edify each other and lift each other up. Listen, we're going to sing some songs here in a minute. The last song, it's kind of like a medley. They're going to end with, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I hope that you cherish God's word. I hope that it's something you long for. I hope that it's something you enjoy. Even though it can be convicting, it's still life-changing and life-transformative. So let's be in God's word together. Please stand and join us as we. I hope that's your prayer. I hope that that is your reality, that you treasure, store up, long for, enjoy God's word so much that it's a lamp to direct right here, right now, and a light to see what God has for you in the future. God's word is awesome. I think I'm allowed to use it there. It's amazing. Be in it. Be in God's word. Join us for our challenge. And let's lift each other up. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the fact that you gave it to us. It is the revelation of who you are. How we should live. Life changing. God, help us to desire it. We cry out to you. Teach us your statutes, God. And help us to walk in your word. We love you. We worship you. And it is in your Son's life-changing, beautiful, holy, precious name, the name of Jesus, that we pray these things. Amen. Have an incredible Labor Day. Come back here at 9:30 and hear about our student missions trip.
We could. earth.